All right, Adam Cincirillo, you made mention of this at the press conference. I didn't really think about it. Last race you won was Vegas, and Zacco won the title. Here you win, and Zacco wins the title. He's just stealing your thunder.
Coincidence. Maybe he can win the title again next weekend.
Yeah, that'd be good for you. Nice work today. I thought you'd rebound from Washougal at Unadilla with an overall. I really did, and then but it took one more week. But it's almost, I don't want to say Washougal was necessary, but in a perverse sort of way, maybe it helped.
No, it did. I think it did, for sure. And even looking back on Washougal, I would have not felt nearly as good about it as I did today. Like winning it with a 2-4, hell, I mean, it's the same bonus check, and I would be stoked. It would count as an overall win in the history books, but I just felt really good about my win today, and I felt like kind of everything that's happened to me this season has kind of pushed me into where I am now, and I feel like I at least had it figured out today, and hopefully I have a kind of a formula for the future where I can be successful in outdoors, and but I definitely need a little kick in the ass.
And today was so hot and humid, and Unadilla, you lost spots late in the moto. Washougal, you lost spots late in the moto.
It was mental.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Like I said in the press conference, I was riding defensive. I was riding not to fail instead of riding to succeed. And it sounds cliche, but you have to be on the offensive the whole time out there. The minute you start thinking, oh man, I just have to beat this guy or that. I mean, that whole plan, the second moto, I was staying right on Jay Martin, of course. Staying on Jay Martin, then he crashed, and then I think I saw McElrath kind of going back. He looked a little bit like he was a little bit winded, not bad, but I was like, all right, time to get him. And then when I passed him, I was like, I got to go after Zacco because I don't know who's behind me, and I'm not about to get passed on the last lap again. And like I said, I went in today, a little bit of an exaggeration, but I went in today, and I was like, I'm like, when I got that first start, I'm like, I'm dying before I lose this race. And yeah, it worked out for me.
Aggressive pass on McElrath. Not on him as far as hitting him or anything, but he floundered, and you gassed it.
I remember.
It was in the rollers right here. And then you were just like, I'm like, you
that
just...
That was the only spot. I had the outside. I was hitting down that step up in the back. I was hitting the outside, and it was a little bit faster than him. But it took me a few laps to kind of set that up. And I thought he wasn't. Hopefully, I was close enough because if I would have been a half a bike length behind him, he would have been already committed to that double, and we would have been screwed. But that's the mentality I had today. I'm like, I'm winning it, or I haven't got a podium all season. And I won today. That's it. So just a win and a bunch of force.
You re-up with Pro Circuit for a couple of years, but your dad, my source over there, told me you were close to leaving. Like you had some good offers.
Yeah. No. I had some good offers, but I'm.
So why stay?
What?
So why back?
Well, for one, I think they've been super loyal to me. They've been really good to me, and those guys have believed in me. Through my injuries and all that stuff. They could have done the whole injury clause thing on me and paid me pennies on the dollar, but they never did that. And they always, they didn't seem like they were disappointed in me, even though they were. It was a big burden on me, coming from the amateurs and knowing how much time and money they invested in me. I'm not one of those kids that takes it for granted or thinks that I deserve everything I have or anything like that. I think I really respect what those guys have done, and they've been loyal to me, and I think we have Joey and I have both proved this year that and Justin Hill as well, that the bike's capable of winning, and they're like family over there, so I was glad we were able to get everything dialed in.
Plus, you got so many wheels and parts that would fit the Cowies over the years. Like, it would suck to have to get rid of all those parts.
There's no parts in my garage.
How much has Nick Way helped you, and with what, and how's that going?
It's huge. Just the way he communicates. He communicates like a guy that's raced for a billion years.
Yeah, and he has.
I think with my dad, too, my dad's always been super good with me, but he wasn't a racer. Yeah. So he doesn't, some things he just doesn't kind of understand, and that's not a knock on him at all or anything like that. It's just Nick says it in a different way sometimes where I understand a little bit better, and they work together really well. And actually Nick came out and helped me this week in Florida, which I was super, super stoked about, and just worked on a couple things. And he's just really positive. He doesn't get too high or too low. It's like the staple of like any guy that wins races consistently is he knows to be from being around RV, and he's been around guys that have won a lot of races, his teammates with Carmichael and all that stuff, so I'm sure he's seen it all. And just even keel personality, communicates really well, super one of the most intelligent guys in motocross that I've met, like, truly. Like, he's really intelligent when it comes to just world stuff, yeah. too, you know, not just motocross. So I respect somebody like that a lot, and I really trust his input.
I talk to him quite a bit, and I'm amazed for a racer, when it comes to industry stuff, contracts, deals, bikes, he's really plugged in with everybody.
And just, like, honestly, my feelings and thoughts. Like, yeah. he can tell me what I'm thinking. Like, halfway through a moto, he could be like, dude, I knew when you did this, this was what... It's spectacular. I've never had anybody know me as well, just because he was, like, the same way, kind of, in a way, you know? Especially when he was younger, he seems like... And I'm like, dude, there's nobody, like... I've been dating my girlfriend for almost 2 years, and, like, she doesn't know me that well. Like, he just knows me so well, and, it's super easy to trust a guy like that, you know?
You ever talk about his old mechanics?
He said he had one super shitty one.
Good thing it wasn't me.
No, it
was you. Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
So, like I said in the press conference, 11 years from now, you could be sitting up there with a national championship in the 250 class.
I'd like to say 2018.
Stamp it. I'm gonna tweet it out.
Stop.
All right. Hey, nice job. I'm happy for you. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.